Good morning, beloved ones.
Good morning.
Turn to someone and tell them, hold on, your good is coming. Hold on, your good is coming. And you want to know why? Because God is present. Yes, we can hold on knowing that our good is coming because God is present. Isn't that wonderful? God is present. I just finished teaching an intensive class this past Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, yesterday, on prosperity. And we were using Charles Fillmore's book by the same title called Prosperity. And we were using Eric Butterworth's book titled Spiritual Economics. And it was quite a challenge, or maybe I should say it was quite a project. And those of you who took the class know why I'm calling it a project, right? But it was a project to take on teaching this material that was covered in these two books in 3 days. Not even three full days. But the books, there were so many rich ideas presented in both of the books that I thought that it would be something that would benefit and bless us all, that would bless the whole church. So I decided that I'll do a series, that I'll be doing a series on building and raising your prosperity consciousness. Now, in fact, in this class, we came up with a toolbox of ideas, a toolbox of ideas to use in this endeavor that we could apply and use in our lives that would assist us in building and raising our prosperity consciousness. And as I was thinking about the toolbox this morning, it came to me that I should put our ideas and our practical steps and our how-tos in a little booklet, because I have to type it up and give it to the students. I promised that that is what I would do. And Spirit said, oh, no, make it into a little booklet, because everybody is always looking for some how-tos, right? Looking for the fix, whether it's a quick fix, a short fix, a long fix, but we're looking for the fix, right? Or maybe we're looking for a magic formula or for the steps to having and living a more abundant and prosperous life. If I were to ask, are you seeking a more abundant and prosperous life? I think everybody would probably raise their hand and say yes, right? Is there anybody here who's not seeking an abundant and a prosperous life? So if we're even honest with ourselves, we might also say that we're actually looking for some more money and some resources, even though we know full well that prosperity is more than money, right? Or having lots of it. But even though we know that, is there anybody here who's not looking for a little bit more of it? Right? See, there's nothing wrong with money or having it. But one must also have a right understanding of its use and its function, as well as its source. You gotta have that clear. And so we're gonna take up that subject a little later on in the series. But I thought, here's an interesting finding, because in his book, Spiritual Economics, Eric Butterworth tells of a research survey that was done by the University of Michigan. And basically, in essence, they wanted to know what effect money had on the lives of people. And they found out three things. Here's what they found out. One, what do people worry about most? They found out it was money. Two, they found out what makes people the happiest?
And they found out that it was money. And then they found, they asked, well, what makes people the unhappiest? And they found out it was money. I'm thinking, wow, money carries a lot of weight and it impacts people deeply. But what if I were to tell you that there was a way to become affluent and wealthy without it being tied to money? In fact, Eric Butterworth says this in his introduction. And by the way, we'll be ordering more books because we sold them out this weekend. But we'll be ordering more. But this is what he says in his introduction about affluence and wealth. He said, the word affluence is an overworked word in our time, usually implying cars and houses and baubles and all of all kinds of things. But its literal meaning is an abundant flow and not things at all. When we are consciously centered in the universal flow, we experience inner direction and the unfoldment of creative activity. Things come too, but prosperity is not just having things. It is the consciousness that attracts things. Now that's a powerful statement. I love this idea because what it says to me is that if we have the right consciousness, we won't have to worry about getting things, right? You won't have to worry about getting things or maybe even worry about getting money. Things will be attracted to you. That's what he said. He said, things come and things go, but prosperity is not just happening. It is the consciousness that attracts things. So what this says is that things will be attracted to you, or they will come to you by the strength and by the quality and the nature of your consciousness. Your spiritual consciousness, your God consciousness, and your prosperity consciousness, to be precise. So with all of our getting, the first thing that we might want to get is a prosperity consciousness, right? We were told, seek ye first what? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of good, which is God's kingdom. And then all the things, all the stuff will be added unto you. We know this scripture backwards and forwards. And yet, there are times when we are running and pursuing those things. They will come, but you must know the right relationship and how to rightly access these things. And so what we're thinking about is, how do we engage in this process? So I want to really figure out or talk a little bit about how, as Eric Butterworth says, how we should be able to consciously center ourselves in the universal flow. That's what he said. He said, let me see what he said. When we are consciously centered in the universal flow, we experience inner direction and enfoldment of creativity and the ability to attract the things. So we've got to get an understanding of how to consciously be centered in the universal flow. Because if we can get that right, everything else will follow. Because that's what being in the flow means, right? That's what being in the flow is all about. There's a movement, there's a flow. Wouldn't it be great to have your good just flowing to you and through you? It's a wonderful thing to be in the universal flow. It's like a, you know, spirit and the goodness of spirit and the goodness of God is like energy, like liquid water that just keeps flowing. But it comes through a faucet. It comes through a channel. It comes through a vehicle. And when the faucet is turned on, the water what? Flows. But when you turn the water off, the faucet off, the water stops. We're that vessel through which the presence of God flows fully and freely. Our minds are the spiritual faucets of God through which God's goodness will flow. But sometimes we turn the faucet off. and think, now what's happening? I need some good. I need some water, God. Where's the water? Give me some water. Give me some water. And God's saying, turn on the faucet. Turn on your consciousness, right? So I'm still flowing. There's a universal flow that never ceases. I'm infinite. I'm abundant. I'm still putting that flow out there. You must turn on your mind, your consciousness, so that my good can flow. And so, you know, we're thinking, all right, then affluence, true affluence, is about an abundant flow. So we're clear on that, right? It's not about the things just yet. It's about an abundant flow. All right. So let's look at this whole concept of prosperity as well. Let's get clear on this, on the concept of wealth. We got abundance clear right now. We know that it's a universal flow of divine substance, of divine good, of divine energy, right? So let's get clear on understanding what wealth and prosperity are all about. So Eric says that true wealth is not an accumulation of things or money, although you may certainly have those things and you may enjoy them. But in its original meaning, it meant well-being. Wealth meant well-being. So you are truly wealthy when your sense of well-being is not centered upon or focused upon some outer conditions or some outer things. Again, it is an inner state. It's an inner state which will attract to you and draw to you the things that you need. Now, you might be saying about this time, now see there, I knew Reverend Sylvia was going to come up with some spiritual statement about true wealth being an inner state of mind, which is all well and good, you're saying, but I need some cold, hard cash. This is what you're saying. I need the physical demonstration of affluence and wealth. Be truthful, and I know how you think. But I'm saying just hold on, friends. Because those things will come. Trust me, they will come. But I'm giving you something here, not just a magical formula, because we're also looking for the magical formula, but I'm giving you a mystical and a metaphysical formula or a path that will enable you to really bring about affluence, true affluence and wealth, literally and spiritually, because both count, both matter. But we have to understand again the source. Now, you can do this the hard way, or you can do this the way that's filled with grace and ease, right? You can be assured of lasting wealth or fleeting moments, you know? You can have things that will come into your life on a temporary basis, or you can have access to that which is everlasting, because things will flow to you or things are going to flee from you. It's all a matter of your consciousness. Things will come and things will go. So it's a right understanding of affluence, of wealth, and the same thing goes for prosperity. Eric says this. He says that prosperity comes from the Latin root, which means according to hope, or it means to go forward hopefully. So, and he says, thus, it is not so much a condition in life as it is an attitude toward life. So prosperity is an attitude towards life according to hope. Now, I didn't realize that, you know, that prosperity had a connection to hope, but that's what he says. The root meaning came from a Latin word that was connected to according to hope. Now, I like to think of hope, or I usually define hope as a positive expectation of good. A positive expectation
of good. So to be truly prosperous is to have a positive expectation of good, and that also to have that manifestation in your experience of it, in your life, in and towards and of your life. So we've got to expect it. I expect good. You know, there was a little bumper sticker that used to say, expect a miracle. Well, I expect good and I experience it. I expect good and I experience it. Turn to somebody and tell them, I expect good and I experience it. Now, it helps, friends. It helps when your expectation is based on some serious know-how, right? You need some serious know-how. When your know-how, when you know how to not only draw your good to you, but you can call it forth consciously. When you can call your good forth consciously, well, that's when you have something. See, consciously, that's when you can really lay hold of it consciously. And I'm not talking about just sitting around wishing that God would drop a windfall into your lap. I've done that too, and it doesn't yield me very much. They didn't knock on my door and give me the check for $1 million. You know, I didn't win the publisher's sweepstake, publisher's house, whatever it's called. I didn't hit the lottery. Sometimes I forget to even buy the tickets, but I think I'm going to win. But it's not about that, you see. I'm not talking about some windfall. I'm not talking about something happening out of the ordinary. Us just sitting around and wishing that God would somehow bless us with some good thing. I'm talking about being a conscious co-creator. I'm talking about being fully empowered, an empowered worker of the truth, right? A doer of the word, not just a hearer, but a doer of the word, a worker of truth, a living demonstration of God in action, and one who could even command that the wind and the seas obey him. That's what Jesus said. When you get to the point where you can command the wind and the seas to obey you, you've got something. And I'm talking about when you can manifest whatever is needed in your life, but it takes know-how. You must have some know-how. Having know-how amounts to having a basic or a fundamental awareness of how things work. So let's start with the fundamentals here. Let's start with God. And having an understanding of how God fits into our expression and our experience and our manifestation of prosperity. First of all, we're going to be clear. God does not give us things. God does not give us things, but God gives us the more eternal essence, right? The eternal essence in back of things, which is an idea. That's what God gives us, which is an idea that is everlasting. God doesn't give us things. He gives us what lies in back of the thing. Everything that is manifested had an idea that lay in back of it. And that's what God gives us, you see. An idea that we can use and we can continue to create with long after the thing itself is gone. That's the power of a divine idea. You can destroy this, but if I have the idea, I can recreate it. See, God gives us not the thing, but the idea with which to create the thing. And because ideas cannot be destroyed, they are of God and they are everlasting and they are powerful. So what we're looking here is how do we work with these wonderful divine ideas? And this is what Mr. Fillmore said when people asked him about whether or not we're promoting acquisition of riches. And he says, we are sometimes asked whether we advocate the accumulation of riches. No. The accumulation of riches, as has been explained, is futile unless it is the outgrowth of a rich consciousness. We advocate the accumulation of rich ideas, ideas that are useful, constructive, and of service to the well-being of all humankind. The outer manifestation of riches may follow, or it may not, but the supply for every need will be forthcoming, because the man of rich ideas has confidence in an all-providing power that never fails. Do you have the confidence in an all-providing power that never fails? That's going to be key for you as you develop your prosperity consciousness. He says he may not have an extra dollar, but his ideas have merit, and he has confidence, a combination that cannot fail to attract the money to carry him forward. This is true riches. Not an accumulation of money, but access to an inexhaustible resource that can be drawn on at any time to meet any righteous demand. When a person has this rich consciousness, there is no necessity for laying up gold or accumulating stocks and bonds or other property to ensure future supply. And that's what we do sometimes. We get so fearful we might not have enough in the future. So I'm going to take what I have right now and save it or hoard it. Okay, that's fine. But I'm asking you, do you have the confidence in an inexhaustible, unfailing power that is God? Because God is the same today, yesterday, tomorrow. The good that God gave you today, he can give you tomorrow in any fashion. So he says, such a one may be generous with his wealth without fear of depletion, because his rich ideas will keep him in constant touch with abundance. This is a process we're talking about, a spiritual process that we're going to be engaging in. And so what God creates and what God gives us are divine ideas. And this is what we inherit as children of God, as the offspring of God, these rich, beautiful, infinite, and whole, and complete, and full ideas from which we can create, and from which the ability to unfold the fullness of God lies within. If you can catch one of these ideas, if you can hold these ideas in your consciousness. One of the powerful phrases that Mr. Filmer used to love to say was, who catch you a divine idea? Because if you could catch a divine idea, because an idea that is divine comes complete, full, with everything necessary to fulfill itself. You don't have to worry how to figure out how the divine idea is going to work. You don't have to figure out how prosperity works or this works. Once you catch that idea, it will begin to work itself out in your life. It will reveal its properties to you according to your need, according to your faith, according to your consciousness. We just have to know how to hold it in mind, how to hold it in our hearts without the interference of our limited finite minds, our limited and finite visions. Because God can see far more than you can ever envision for yourself. God knows far more what we need even before we think we know what we need. The infinite is present. God is present. So we don't have to figure it out. We simply have to let it out. My minister, Eric Butterworth, who wrote this book, used to love to say that we must release the imprisoned splendor from within. And I like to say that we must release the fullness of God's potential, not only within us, but within every divine idea, because we are a divine idea held in the mind of God. Do you know that, right? You're not just some mere so-and-so. You are a divine idea held in the mind of God. The Christ of God was a divine idea, that perfect spiritual man, spiritual woman, that is created and comes forth from God. And so we have all of that within us. We just need to learn how to release this fullness of God's potential within us, to release the fullness of our needs, to release the fulfillment of our needs. See, your need is there, but the fulfillment is God's, and it's already present.
Everything is already present. There's nothing new under the heavens. God doesn't need to sit there, how can I figure, how can I create this? It's already done. And so what we're looking for is, how can we release the fulfillment of our desires? We have the desire, but the fulfillment is God's. And all of those things are contained in within whatever divine idea you are using or focusing on. So we're going to use this series to just help ourselves get in tune with the fullness, the allness, the presence, the substance of God, and how to bring that into our lives as prosperity, affluence, wealth, whatever you want to call it. But it is not the thing we are seeking, but the consciousness. And so I'm going to invite you to be with us during this series as you uncover what you believe, what you really believe, as you uncover this whole notion of the fullness or whether it's lack that you're experiencing, but to really understand from whence our good comes and how to, the real how to, the real, not magical formula, but the mystical, metaphysical, spiritual, biblical formula for bringing God's essence into manifestation, from bringing the invisible into visibility, because that's what we're seeking. So I ask you to join us as we dive a little deeper beyond the quick affirmations and the platitudes about prosperity, into some real life-altering attitudes and affluence, being in the abundant flow, the universal flow of God's substance and true wealth. So in the meantime, I'm going to say, catch you a divine idea if you can. Blessings. Namaste. Namaste.